Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, December 31st, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, ladies, this is it, the last day of 2012, and I'm so blessed that you tuned in to get your dose of inspiration for the week. Now that 2012 is coming to an end, I don't want you to focus on what you didn't get done or what didn't happen, but I want you to focus on all of the new opportunities, possibilities, and wealth coming your way. I want to remind everyone with the holiday schedule, this will be a 30-minute broadcast today, and we're packing it in with great information that you're going to be able to use in your life and business right away. So please make sure you have a pen and a notepad handy because we've got some good stuff to share with you today. So if you're on the show and you're listening, now is a great time to flash over on another phone line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member that you know needs encouragement. She needs motivation to move her life forward and to move into a successful motion of action. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589 again. 347-637-2589. And for those of you who are listening online, welcome. Please share the show on your social networks. Go ahead and send the link out. And if you need to know quickly what that link should be, it is blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio. We've got a great show lineup for you today. We've got our great teleclass that's coming up on January 9th. It's Time for My Success, and I'll be sharing more information about that in just a little bit. Also, five questions that you must ask yourself daily. Five questions that you, that's right, that you must ask yourself daily to help you to figure out how to be more productive in your day. And then I took a look at all of the things that I mentioned to you on all of the shows for 2012, and I made a decision on, out of all of the things, what seems to be the one thing, okay, the one thing that I think I would like to go back over with the listeners. And that one thing was the 7 life actions for success. And so I'm going to be, again, sharing those 7 life actions with you in just a little bit. And so that is why it's so important for you to have your pen and your notepad out. Perhaps you're listening to the show for the first time. And if you are, I want to send out to you a warm welcome and let you know that I love you. I don't know you, but I love you because you are taking the time to invest in yourself and get some good information. You're taking the time to invest in yourself to be in a positive environment, and that's exactly what Successful Woman Radio is all about. You know, when you have a love for people, when you have gratitude that you are thankful to be in this world and on this earth, it's important that you share and you bless the lives of other people because you don't know how you can impact someone's life to make it different. And I know that's something that my mother has always taught me, you know, is to be grateful for everything that you have because there's always someone that doesn't have the same thing and there's always someone that is doing less than what you are doing. And so you need to understand that you are here for a reason on this earth. And the reason that you are here is because you do indeed have a purpose. You do indeed have the right to be successful. You have the right to be wealthy. And most of all, you have the right to exist in a world where there's so much craziness going on, but you have a right to exist in the world and put yourself in a good environment where it can foster you to grow, to be a better woman, to be a woman who's about blessing others, who's about investing in herself, who's about helping herself to develop a belief system that is going to help you to grow and reach your vision, reach your potential. And that is what it is all about. So for those of you who are listening today, I want to let you know that I am grateful for you. I'm so thankful that you chose Successful Woman Radio as an avenue to, you know, listen to and to get resources and tips and to just be an environment of success. I'm so thankful that you have joined us and that you have blessed me with your presence on this show. And I don't want to let you down. I want to let you know that in 2013, we are beefing it up. That's right. We are going to have such an incredible time on Successful Woman Radio for 2013. And I want you to know that you will not be sorry that you are continually tuning in, because we're going to do nothing but provide you with better and more information on how you can be a success. So please make sure that you schedule in your calendar for Mondays at 12 noon Eastern time. And we're also going to be letting you know about some surprises coming up in February of 2013 as we look at having more frequent broadcasts, and we also are going to be offering some different things through SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. So stay tuned for all of that information. It is 12:07 after the hour, and for those of you who have tuned in, you are listening to Successful Woman Radio. And again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and for listening to the show all throughout 2012. Coming up in January 2013 also, we will be celebrating our fifth year with Successful Woman Radio. For those of you who are longtime listeners, we took a little bit of a hiatus, about 6 months, and then we came back and continued on with the show. And so we are planning a big celebration, and I'm very, very excited about doing that. That's a big accomplishment, to be doing a radio show every single week for 5 years straight. And so I'm very blessed, and I thank God for all of the blessings that He has bestowed upon us here at Successful Woman Radio. Again, it's not too late for you to go ahead and flash over and dial the line of another woman that you know needs encouragement. She needs motivation. Help her to dial into 347-637-2589. And for those, again, who are listening online, please share the show on your social networks. Have them to go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Well, you know, there's something that I want to encourage you to do coming up in 2013, and I want you to start with it on today. You see, every single day, you should be giving yourself at the minimum 1 hour of time to really meditate on your day, to figure out what it is that you need to do, how you're going to be productive. And a part of that hour can be 15 minutes of joy pampering. And then from there, you can do your prayer, your meditation, and move on into asking yourself 5 important questions. For those of you who are not aware of it, questioning is a very powerful method of asking yourself questions and then answering those questions so that you can stay focused and have more concentration on what is most important to you on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, questioning is one of the most important parts of coaching. And one of the things about coaching that you should know is that the power of coaching is not in having a coach continuously coach you and foster you along the way. The power of coaching is for a coach to empower you to self-coach, to learn how to coach your own self, and to empower you with tools that you will need to do just that. So as you are getting coaching, you need to always understand that coaching is not something that's supposed to be eternal. Now, you can get coaching on different areas of your life, and whenever you meet new challenges, whenever you have new projects or what have you, you may want to use a coach to help you along the way so that you can double your results. And that is a good thing. So in that sense, you can continuously use a coach for different things. But to use a coach for the same thing over and over and over again means that something is not right. It means that you are not catching on to self-coaching, and you're not catching on to following the coach's instructions and to really learn how to be more self-directed and how to hold your own self accountable. And that's something that is very, very important. So I want you to commit to giving yourself 1 hour per day, the 1 hour gift, which is so important. Make today the first day that you take at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. So, ladies, here are 5 important questions that you should ask yourself, okay? Here's question number 1. What results would you like to see in your life and business today? That's an important question that you should ask yourself, okay? And I'm going to rephrase that and make this a personal question. You should ask yourself, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Here's the thing. Too many of us are waking up and rushing into the day and living our lives on the surface of life, and we really are not digging deep enough to ask ourselves the question, what is it that I want? And as a result, this is making a lot of women unhappy. This is making a lot of women dissatisfied, and they're not contented with what they have in life right now. And I know that it's because we are not digging deep enough. Now, you might have been asking yourself the question, what does she mean by on the surface of life? What is the surface of life? Well, quickly, the surface of life is basically the grind, waking up every day and doing the same repeated steps of things that you really aren't having to take the time to think about because they're already embedded in your subconscious mind. So you wake up, you might put on coffee, go to the bathroom, take a shower, brush your teeth. You may get in the car, drive to work if you're still working, or you may do a set of repeated things in the business. But you really have not taken the time to dig deep enough to ask yourself if what you are getting ready to do on the surface is really contributing to your life in a positive way. You see, this has to be done every single day. This is not something that we can wait every month and ask ourselves, how did we do this month? It's not going to work. It has to happen every single day. So that's why I said that today, you need to make it the first day that you take at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. Now, for some of you, this means a sacrifice of sleep because it means that you are going to have to set it in your schedule to wake up an hour early if you're still working a full-time job. For those of you that are working from home or have your own business, you're going to have to readjust your schedule because you need that first hour of your day to take care of you. Remember when I always talked about putting on the air mask on yourself first? That is an analogy that is likened to when you get on an airplane and the airline hostess starts giving you instructions on what you should do in case of an emergency. They always say, before you put the mask on anyone else, you need to first put the mask on yourself. Well, why is that? There's a reason that you need to put the mask on first. The reason is that you can give out of air, you can start gasping and pass out before you're able to help anybody else. And see, that analogy is a good one because the same thing can be applied to your life overall. Listen, ladies, if you have learned nothing else from the Successful Woman Radio Show, you should know that we are big on encouraging other women to invest in themselves and love their own selves. Loving yourself is more than just looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, or answering that question, do you love yourself, with a big resounding, oh, yes, of course, sure I do. But loving yourself has to be backed up with action. It has to be backed up with you doing the things that are best for you. Not always what you want, but doing the things that are best for you. So, again, question number one that you should be asking yourself on a daily basis is, what results would I like to see in my life and my business today? Here's number two. Have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? You see, I find all too often that a lot of women, even those women who are successful, don't review their calendar and their schedule on a daily basis. You see, I recommend that you review your calendar at least three times per day, okay? In the morning, in the early afternoon, and then in the evening. Now, why is that? It's to prevent you from missing appointments, to prevent you from not taking action on certain things that you need to, which is very, very important. You see, it takes more than just scheduling something. It requires commitment for you to look at your calendar and then take action on it. That is true time management of yourself, which is so important. So you have to ask yourself, have I reviewed my calendar and my schedule today? Now, if you'll notice, question number two really supports question number one, again, which was, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Because if you know the results that you would like to see, your calendar, what you have scheduled on your calendar for that day needs to support whatever that is. If it's not supporting that, if you don't have to-do items that are supporting what you would like to see for that day, then something's awry. Something is wrong, and you need to check yourself and go back and put activities on the calendar that support what you want to see for your life that day, and you need to eliminate those activities that really are not contributing to that, which leads me to question number three. You should be asking yourself, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goal for the week? Okay, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my business goals for the week? Now, this is very, very important, as I just stated. If you have some business goals that you are trying to accomplish for the week, and again, everyone on Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, you should be saying, what is it that I want to have accomplished by this Friday? Okay, see, it's all about balances and checks and making sure that you hold yourself accountable. So if you know what your goals are for each week, for Friday, and if you know what your goals are for the month, it's going to be easy for you to say, what results would I like to see in my life and business today, okay? So getting back to question number three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Guess what? If they are not, again, something's awry, something is wrong, and you need to adjust it and take a look at it. Here's question number four that you need to be asking yourself in your one-hour gift. Who do I need to follow up with today? You see, there are people, let me just preface it with saying this. If you are a micro business owner, meaning if you are a home-based business owner, if you're a solo entrepreneur, if your business is growing and it's basically just you marketing your business and trying to make it happen for yourself, then you automatically need to be following up with a certain number of people every day. So you need to follow up with prospective customers as well as individuals who are your current customers, which is so very, very important. And then question number five, which is very, very important, and that is, what results have I seen in my marketing? Again, what results have I seen, okay, in my marketing? Now, this question needs to be asked every single day. Here's why. I am learning that a lot of solo entrepreneurs are not marketing their businesses effectively. Many of you might know that at Women About Biz, all this month and last month, we've been doing the strategic planning for those people that signed up for the strategic planning program. And one of the things that a lot of the women have asked me and we've been discussing is literally about marketing. And a lot of people thought that they were marketing but realized that they were marketing inconsistently. They realized that they were, some of them realized that they were really not marketing at all. And so when you can evaluate yourself and realize that, okay, I can't really say that I didn't have results in my business because now I realize there were things that I was not doing that were necessary for business growth, for business success. So you really need to ask yourself, what results have I seen in my marketing every single day to keep you on your P's and Q's and to remind you that you are responsible for marketing, which is so very, very important. So don't forget that. So I'm going to quickly go ahead and repeat the five questions that you should be asking yourself as you give yourself the one-hour gift. What results would I like to see in my life and business today? That's number one. Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Number three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Here's question number four, who do I need to follow up with today? And here's question number five, what results have I seen in my marketing? Again, what results have I seen in my marketing, which is so very, very important. So I hope that you guys have written those questions down and that you will today, make today the first day that you take at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. Again, it's not enough to take a look at it every week, every month, every quarter or every year. This is something that you should be doing every single day. Now, there were a lot of other questions that I could have added in the mix, and perhaps you might want to tailor, fine-tune, or add to the list of questions that I have already given. But the questions that I have stated today are indeed some of the most pivotal questions that you need to ask yourself as a businesswoman on a daily basis. So don't forget that. And don't forget to take the first 15 minutes of that hour at Joy Pamper. Do something that makes you feel warm, makes you feel satisfied, gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling every day. It helps to set your foundation. It helps you to smile. And it helps you to be empowered to know that you are responsible for your own joy. I want to now go ahead and just share with you about a teleclass that's coming up on Wednesday, January 9th at 12 noon, and it is called It's Time for My Success. Here's the description. Have you been saying to yourself that 2013 is your year and nothing is going to hold you back from reaching new levels of success for your life and business? If so, did you know that it will take so much more than positive thinking to make it happen? I want you to join me as I share with you principles and techniques that will help you to achieve your dreams and goals for 2013. Here's what I'm going to be sharing with you. Why the technique of visioning is such a priority, techniques to gain mental wealth, which really is more important than financial wealth, because if you have mental wealth, you could lose all that you have and gain it all over again because you're mentally wealthy. I'm going to talk to you about moving past fear and on to courage. I'm going to talk to you about factual beliefs that will positively change your life. I'm also going to share with you something that you probably should have done a while back, and that is changing your circle of influence. Listen, I'm the first person to let you know that wherever you're trying to grow to, you've got to start meeting more people in that area of where you're trying to get to. You've got to start aligning and talking to and mixing and mingling and connecting with individuals, okay, that are already where you want to be. So you need to learn how to change your circle of influence. Now, does that mean that you should disconnect from friends and associates that you already have? Well, only you know the answer to that, you see, because some of us probably do. And I'm going to share with you three things that you can do to see incredible results overnight. And trust me, you really will see the difference, the results overnight. So I want you to make sure to visit womenaboutbiz.com And I want you to click on events in the top right menu bar and make sure you register for It's Time for My Success. That's right. It's Time for My Success. And I want 2013 to be your year that you make it happen. Okay? So don't forget, January 9th at 12 noon Eastern Time, It's Time for My Success. Make sure you mark that in your calendar. And also, while you're on that events page, make sure you copy the link and that you share it with someone else, okay? It is 12:25 after the hour, and I'm getting ready right now to go ahead and read to you the 7 Rules of Life Action for Businesswomen. Again, the 7 Rules of Life Action for Businesswomen. This came from originally from a teleclass that I did called Getting Past Me to Be All I Can Be. It's a teleclass that I will be again bringing up in 2013, so you may want to stay tuned for it. So here it is, practicing the 7 rules of life action. Number 1 is daily prayer and meditation. This is something that's so important. It sets your day. It helps you to get in touch with your spirit, your soul, and who you are. It helps you to connect with God. Number 2, daily personal development. Every day you should be doing something that enhances your life, okay? This is a part of the 7 rules of life action. Number 3, daily time management. Ladies, I can't tell you enough about time management. And again, time management is not about you managing time, but it's really about you managing yourself and getting yourself to take swift and immediate actions to effectively look at the activities and the things that are on your schedule. Number 4 is daily operations. Now, listen, for those of you that are in business that are listening on the show, you've got to have a daily operations plan. You're your own boss, but who's guiding you? You see, we all need to hold ourselves accountable, and we all need to stay focused better, and that is what the daily operations plan does. Number 5, daily connections. The 7 rules of life actions demand, as a businesswoman, that you connect with at least 3 to 5 people every single day about your business, okay? 3 to 5 people, ladies, every single day. That's Monday through Friday. And for those of you that want to be aggressive, it's Monday through Saturday. But here's why. Because when you're a solo entrepreneur, when you're working on your own and you're trying to make it happen, most of the time a lot of your business is going to come from word of mouth and who you personally connect with. So by connecting with at least 3 people every single day, Monday through Saturday, you are connecting with 18 people every single week. Times 52 weeks, that's over 900 people every single week. Now, if you connect with 5 people every day, that's about 30 people every single week. Times 52 weeks, that's over 1,500 people that you will have connected with. Now, can you imagine a businesswoman who's been utilizing this principle for about 2 years or a year or 3 years? Can you imagine that she's already added thousands of people to her database all through her own power of word of mouth? So daily connections is very important. Number 6, daily follow-up, daily follow-up. I can't tell you enough about the importance and power of follow-up. You see, a lot of businesswomen do everything right and get all the way up to the finish line, and this one thing holds them back, and that is they have a weakness in following up with others. So I want to, again, encourage you on that. And then number 7 is daily journaling and review. You know, it's important to evaluate your life, to know where you are, know what you're doing. Journaling yourself on a daily basis helps you to stay in tune with who you are. It helps you to objectively get your feelings out. And believe it or not, when you go back and read that journal, which you should do, read the previous entry every single evening or early in the morning, you will sometimes think you're looking at a whole other person who's written in your journal. So again, it's important for you to journal every single day. I'm going to be writing about these things on SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. But that's all I have for today. I want to wish all of you such a happy new year and a blessing. And I want to end it was basically letting you know that you were meant to be wealthy, you were meant to be successful, so grab it. It belongs to you. Happy New Year, everybody. Take care.